figured I'd make a quick note here. Quick thanks to those of you that listen to our Off to F&M regular podcast and then our Off to F&M After Hours. Another note to the After Hours is we'll be moving it to a different site. So that way then we can actually just kind of talk rather than having to worry about what the cast allows us to talk about. And as well as on the other side, I'll be putting on, like, because if you, when you listen to this one a little bit later on, I bring up a deck brew I had for Bugging the Ice. And I think I'll do, like, deck techs and brews within that site as well. But you'll still get our normal off to F&M regular podcast on the cast. But of course, go ahead and check out the other site, because then that way there will be more content that I may feel free to put on at my own leisure. You'll find our after hours there, and then of course, if I decide to start doing deck techs or in deck brews, they'll be there too. In here. What else did I want to bring up? No, that's about it. So, thanks. Max.
And we're off to F&M.
Oh. So you're saying you had a fucked up week?
Well, Wednesday especially. I didn't realize what exactly they had done when I took over the new area that my machine was moved to after Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday I went in at 7. I got 3 tack welds, went to start my 4th, and all we heard was BAM! Echoing around the building, and we lost power.
Okay.
Like, what the fuck? So, everybody shuts their shit off, and we look. I tripped the main breaker of the building. So we shut that off, turned it back on. Everyone had power but my welder.
Okay.
So I unplug it, plug it back in, and all we smell is melting wires.
Ooh!
Pull it up, touch the case, and the case is fucking hot to the touch.
Ooh.
Well, good thing I got other shit I can do. About 10 o'clock, I see Larry pulling up because they had just come back from Oshkosh.
Okay.
Hey, Larry! I do it good this time. So I tell him, he's like, oh, just pull the Dynasty over. So I pull the spare welder over. Start welding by about 11 o'clock. Oh my god, so he went up yesterday, or no, I went to pull the Dynasty over, and realized we didn't have power to the outlet anymore. So, they lift him up to the, well, we go looking for the panel box that they thought my machine was on, we just couldn't find it. Well, Larry goes, oh, duh, that's why it's hardwired into the main, which is on the other side of the shop.
Okay.
So they lift him up there. On a 480 circuit, there are 4 legs of 120 watt or volts apiece.
Okay.
Usually you blow 1 leg and so your power goes out that way. I blew 2. He's like, yeah, you did do it good. I'm like, whoever wired it up fucked it up. So today we got, I sat down with Scott. We need to shuffle around. Dynasty needs to go to Nick. We're gonna pull his machine out, give it to you until we get yours back, and then Nick will take over yours. So it was like, holy crap.
Hey.
So how was your last Saturday with the demoing?
Oh, last Saturday with demoing, it was the same as it's always been. Whenever we go to a store for demoing.
Okay.
As for the listeners, I go DM for Dragon Wars of Traith. I went over it last podcast.
Eventually, they'll hear it.
Yeah, they'll probably hear them all at the same time with as slow as we're getting these things out of here. But, whenever we usually go to a store, like, we went to the LG, and it was the same idea, where we only get, like, one table full, wow. And it's a very slow night, and there'll be people that will walk in just to, like, buy comics. This time, it was just people buying comics and all that stuff, and they happen to sit down and play.
How many people did you get to demo?
We got the six people.
Oh, that's nice.
They were able to continue the campaign, do the first one, and then do the second one.
That's good.
But there's just those other people that show up, and they came in to play their game of their Dungeons & Dragons, but then didn't really take the second thought of going, oh, maybe we should join in for this one thing that's only happening today. So, no, it was just a bunch of sitting there and just talking with Nick and all that stuff. Another thing he's been thinking about doing is getting people hired on full-time for, like, a salary of 30 grand a year minimum.
How
for you,
gonna,
that's...
Well, that's actually pretty good, but how the hell is he going to afford that?
Well, with as much as they pull in, they're able to do it.
Oh, wow.
But they're also planning on switching into the... Because, like, this Perfect World, I think it was called.
What is it?
Perfect World or whatever. I forgot what this is. There's another company out there that makes... D&D, you can send in your campaign, and they'll send you back a finished published of your rooms, your maps, and all looks nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, Nick wants to do that too, but make it look a lot better.
Okay.
I forgot the name of the other one. It starts with a P, but someone knows it out there. They're probably yelling it at the freaking speakers. But beyond that, he wants to do that, so he needs people that can work. And can make those things switch. And he'll do the things as much as... He's already doing it right now himself, but he's doing it for his campaigns. As well as I want to write my campaigns for them, too. But... No, yeah, he brought up the idea of the 30... paying, doing, like, a full-time 30 grand thing. He's also got a medical bill that's coming in for, like, $1 million. So, he's apparently going to have money. But then again, he wants...
A medical payment bill or a reimbursement or settlement?
A settlement is what it was. I think he said. But he wants to buy a house before he starts thinking of
hiring people on.
He did say, he was like, for me, I want to do this, but for me to do this, I need to make sure that I can pay you guys for at least 2 years.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And before I tell you to quit your day job. So, I'm like, that seems fair. And I kind of went over the fact of how tight I am with time and all that, of having to do a drive out to Whitewater every day. He also mentioned one of the things he wants to do is he wants to do some games over in New Zealand. And it's also and he also brought up the fact about it's cheaper to take a cruise over to New Zealand than it is to fly.
Oh, yeah.
So he mentioned that if we ever do anything in New Zealand, we'll do a week-long cruise to go to... And go into,
well, the problem is it's like a week there and a week back.
Of a cruise.
That's 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Of time.
That's cruise.
A lot of fucking dedication.
Yep. But yeah. If we're hired on full-time, we wouldn't care. Like, what, we're taking a cruise on company time? Yeah, that's great.
I don't know if I'd be able to work here with coworkers that long.
Well, that's the thing. That would be kind of weird.
Are you able to put up with Nick 8 hours a day?
Yeah, it's actually kind of funny. I mean, again, you when you're sitting there talking to him, you just go, But then what's funnier is when you watch other people talk to him. So when he was sitting there talking with you the one time you met him, I'm just sitting there going, ha, ha, ha. Oh, I don't know. That's one of the other things he brought up for in the future. Also, he's supposedly got a lot of things planned.
Yeah, he seems to be a big talker, but...
A lot of things that seem to make sense to be done, and then when he actually maps it out, when he actually sits there and goes, I can do this at this time, this and that time, he actually pulls those off. When he just goes, I want to do this, he actually is just saying he wants to do it. It doesn't mean he's actually going to do it.
What kind of terrain does the game system use? Is it squares or hexes?
Squares.
Oh, okay.
I think he has would not mind using hexes either.
If he ever wants 3D hex terrain, I have a shit ton of it that I will gladly lend it out to him as long as I get it back.
I did mention that you wouldn't want to mind DM me for him.
What did he say to that?
He didn't say anything.
Just kind of,
He didn't, like, respond to it. We were talking about some other things. I just was like, yeah, you know that other guy? Yeah, that guy. Yep, him. He was, he said he would DM sometime, just not at Rockheads.
So, my mother-in-law's 50-15 party.
Okay.
Oh my god, was that chaos.
Okay.
Granny, my wife's grandma, had brought water balloons.
Okay.
Well, when they were sitting Thursday night discussing who they could get with water guns and water balloons, she brought up, how about we get Uncle Bob to my niece Skylar and nephew? Okay. They both looked at her and said, you can do it first because he'll get you back.
Wow. That's smart.
Mm-hmm. Well, at one point, I was trying to stay dry, and I walked out, and Mikey's wife, Tammy, decided to get me. You know those push water guns?
Okay, yep.
She had three of them.
Okay, yeah.
So I picked her up and set her in the kiddie pool on her butt.
Yep, that'll work.
Pretty sure I threw my back out, not to be mean to Tammy, but... I mean, she's a little bit heavier than I am. Picked her up and set her in there like a child.
If you're act like a child, you're going to be treated like a child.
Yep. So that meant the rest of the day I was pretty much running around getting squirted and whatnot.
Okay.
I went to go walk home. I got about 10 steps out the front door and all. I was like, creak, 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 creak. I'm like, yeah, I'm not walking a mile home like this. I grabbed the car and flew home. Came back, dried off, told everybody I was done. Well, we had dinner. Then we had cake, which the cake was fantastic. Oh, my God. Whipped buttercream frosting is amazingly good.
Was it one of those cakes where it's just cake and then frosting?
Kind of.
I don't really like those cakes. Even if the frosting's, like, really good, I mean, I still like
there was
it.
About maybe a half inch of frosting.
Yeah.
And the cake was probably about a good 3 inches.
Okay.
So, there was a good ratio.
What was there flavor in the cake?
Oh, yeah. There was chocolate and vanilla.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we still have, like, a tub in our fridge of the frosting left.
Well, because, no, like, you get all those other... When people just kind of make a cake, they just go, here's a bunch of cake mix, let's make cakes, and then put frosting in it.
No.
Cool!
You
don't have any flavor in the actual cake.
Well, that's what happened at Fiona's party, is my wife did that rainbow cake I told you about.
Oh, okay.
But she didn't have any actual flavor, and it was just the food dye color. So, I mean, I said the frosting was great, but just, it was a bland taste.
Yep.
Presentation, I give you a 9 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
But taste, I give you a 3 out of 10.
Yep. Didn't taste good, but it turns to poop blue. Any magic news, got any?
Pro Tours this weekend.
Okay, where's that at?
New Zealand, I think it is.
Hey, wanna go take a cruise?
I mean, I don't follow standard much anymore, so it's not that big. But the only thing I want to looking to pick up, I think, is Spell Quellers.
What was that? No, I don't remember that one.
It's the new one. I think it's either 5 CMC or 3 CMC, but it's like X colorless, white, blue, flash when it comes into play, exile target spell.
Oh.
When Spell Queller leaves the battlefield, owner of that spell, they cast it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they were talking about that. I heard that on Monday Night Magic. I'm like...
Yeah, it made a huge splash at SCG last week, and I was hoping to be able to find some for trade, but I can't... Nobody has any spell colors because they think they're just going to go every which way up. But
well, again, it also has the... whatever the Infinite Exile effect. If you... While the trigger's still in the stack, get rid of it.
Yeah.
Has that. You can just counter a spell for whatever mana it is.
Three or five plus the kill spell on this Queller.
Yeah.
No, but I, in my Nahiri.
Okay.
I built a sideboard just for giggles.
Okay.
3 Reflector Mage sounds fun.
It does sound fun. Yep, that will definitely do some work.
Mm-hmm. Then I ended up trading that Steam Vents to Jake.
Okay.
Picked up last couple of quarter callings I needed for my playset. Last couple of Kitchen Finks. Oh no, I need one more Kitchen Finks. I can't believe they're at $14 a piece right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, for as simple as of a card as it is, it's weird. It's...
It doesn't see as much play anymore since Pod is gone, but it still is a $14
card. Yeah, it's just... Eh. I mean, even Strix is more, and that's costs less.
Yeah.
Again, I think Strix has been printed more, but at the same time.
Well, Strix was in Planes Chase 2012, and then Commander 2013.
Oh, for a quick point, there's multiple Strixes. We're talking about Baleful Strix.
And then Eternal Masters.
Yeah.
So, it has seen more printings, but doesn't see half as much play.
Yeah.
So, have you decided if you're still working on Tez?
Oh, yeah, I'm still working on Tez. I did build... I didn't proxy it up yet, but I did build up a bug in the ice deck. I think it seems fun. As well as I thought about brewing up a Chalice Horrors deck. Because I realized that bug is... That thing in the ice is a 2-mana cost. So you can totally do Chalice of the Void things.
Well, yeah, you can play... But the problem is most of your cantrips are going to be 1-drops.
Yeah, I mean...
Any of your good cantrips. Unless you're looking at, like, Modern.
Yeah. But... So, no. I don't know. When I was building the deck, I'm like, it looks kind of strong.
Then, oh yeah, last Sunday, my wife went over to play Boggle with her mom, grandma, and her dad.
We're talking about Boggle, not Boggles.
No, Boggle. Find the words.
Yeah.
Word search.
Sorry, it's not magic.
But I get a call about 10 minutes after she gets there. It's my niece, Skylar. Hey, could you come over with Star Realms? Because I promised we would play Saturday, but we never got the time. I'm like, yeah, sure. So I show up. She kicks my ass 3 games in a row. She freaking annihilates me. She's down to like 40 and I'm dead. It's like, all right, let's take a break. So we go grab a bite of food. She's talking about and my grandma, or my wife's grandma comes up and says, hey, where can I get that game? I'm like, for Skylar? Birthday, and she goes, yeah. So I told her, you can find it at a game store or Amazon. Said, if you're gonna get her that, I'll get her sleeves. She's a 12-year-old, so I'll get her the sleeves to help protect her cards. Well, Skylar and I were talking, I'm like, hey, Skylar, what color sleeves would you want if you got started? She goes, I don't know, what colors are there? I'm like, let's go for a ride. So we took her to LGS, and they don't have that good of a supply of sleeves right now because they're low.
Yeah.
But I told her, I'm like, whatever color you want, you can get for sleeves for the most part. She's like, I just want purple. I'm like, all right, do you want it as a matte finish or a glossy finish? She's like, huh? So we pulled out a matte black and a gloss black Dragon Shield. And she's like, I think I like the gloss more.
Okay.
And then we got back and we started looking online on Amazon. There's one of the box sets of Star Realms left on Amazon. You get 1,000 count box, Star Realm wrap, 250 Star Realm sleeves, and the starter deck.
Okay. Like
$45.
Well, that doesn't seem horrible.
Mm-hmm. So I told her, I'm like, well, this is where you gotta make a decision. Do you want something like that? Do you want the base set? Or do you want the Colony Wars? And then I showed her all the different cards, and she's like, I just want it all.
Yeah. No, I thought about picking up Epic today.
I still don't know how I feel about that game.
I mean, I've played it once. It seems like a fair, like, to just mess around for 5 minutes.
Did you see the new one coming out? I think Bronner will like.
What is that?
Cthulhu Realms. I think it's out on digital. I don't know if it's coming to paper, but I'm sure Bronner would love it.
I mean, anyone that likes Cthulhu will like that game.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably why they designed it, because it's just going to create a Cthulhu market.
And then, yeah, that was about my last weekend.
Yeah. I mean, not much has been going on with me either. Yeah, I'm building that bug in the ice deck. Though another thing that's going on right now is I'm sleeping, but not sleeping. Is that I'm not getting any sleep. I always just feel tired.
Go see your doctor.
Yep.
Sleep apnea. It sucks. My buddy, Big Tony, he's on a CPAP and everything because he's a CDL driver now.
Okay.
So he must have a minimum 8 hours on his CPAP every night for recordings. And every 20 days he has to go to a store and have them read it out.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
No, go to your doctor and get that out. Get that figured out quick. Because the only reason he has to do it is because he's CDL. But...
Oh. Would give me FMLA for work.
No, it won't.
I don't know, there's some weird things that people have got FMLA at work for.
If I know, but for the most part, you can only get so much of it. Yeah. Once again, people don't know how to do this intersection.
Never! Hey everyone, we're back at the intersection, even though we went quiet for about 5 seconds.
I always go quiet at that intersection because I never know if people are just going to blow through that freaking stop sign or...
Yeah. No, and then I finally updated my deck builder list for Tez with the misstubs in there. The misdirections.
Oh, work on.
Then I also figured out how you, with the deck builder, I also figured out how you select different versions of the card so you can accurate price lists rather than just be sitting there with alpha.
Yeah, down in the bottom corner.
Yeah.
You can ask me, Max. I would have told you.
Yeah. Because when you get a price... Because the app we use for Magic on Android is called Deck Builder. It's like $3.
I'm sure most of the listeners will know it.
Yeah, you probably would have known it by now. Basically, you have Gatherer on an app. But you can also build the deck with the same thing. Rather than going to Gatherer and then going to the tap down and trying to build a deck that way. Which are perfectly transferable if you were to copy and paste. If you wanted to put your deck online for some reason.
Thoughts on dinner?
Let's do Culver's, actually.
Culver's?
I'm in the mood for Culver's.
It's been a while.
But, what was it? Oh, yeah. And then the app as well, you can price out your deck. Where you can just go search price. And as well, once it brings you up the price to your deck, which is going to be the total price of what you can find your cards at, you can click buy the cards. And they'll even throw in a thing of sleeves for $5. To be able to sleeve up your cards. And we'll send them all to your house.
Well, I think it just sends it all through TCG Player.
Yeah. Well, whatever store you select.
Yeah.
And then what's even better about that is you don't have to go find all these cards. It just goes, here's the order.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I like Deck Builder. It's actually kind of fun. So, you also, too, being able to sit there. You can also test play your decks once you figure out the UI, which is... Bulky.
That's why, on the way back, I was really from Columbus. I was really tempted to talk to Josh and be like, "Hey, Josh, let's tether on your phone," because there's an app, Tapped Out, I think it is, where you can sign into your Tapped Out account and play test your deck on a full screen.
Oh,
I was gonna say if we had been able to tether with Josh, be able to take you can play on your tablet, I'll play on my tablet, we'll play Magic in the back seat.
That would have worked.
But we ended up doing other stuff. We played the Star Realms game.
Yeah. I mean, the Star Realms game was still fun, even though I won both of them.
And then there was lots of Welcome to Night Vale.
That's Welcome to Night Vale. Which I still haven't even just listened on my own.
Yeah, I haven't listened to any more either. My wife and I listened to the first episode, and I think she thought I was going crazy. Because I said it was funny.
Well, again, you do have to have a certain taste.
She gave me the same look you gave. Forbidden Dog Park.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, if you don't know what's going on with Night Vale, and just randomly you get this thing going on, going, huh? Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, that makes sense for some reason. I don't know why.
They're going to frown if I pull up and ask for a car wash today.
You do have a lot of bird crap in your car, though. Yeah, you really should get a car wash.
Yeah. No, it's supposed to be raining all week. I can always close it off tomorrow. Not a big deal. I've been tempted to tear apart Loam.
Really?
Just too good.
I mean, at the same time, we finally got it built now. You haven't even played in a tournament yet because we can't get FNM to fire for some reason.
I don't have anything in the sideboard. I still need 2 more Leyline of the Voids.
Which are how hard to find?
Actually, quite hard. They're like $15 a piece now.
Have you checked to see if Extreme has it?
Yeah, multiple times.
Wow.
They had a whole bunch in the case at one time, but they disappeared, and I asked Dean. He's like, "Yep, we sold out." So, weekly, I've been checking all the local stores to find out if they have any.
If you want to send us a Leyline of the Void. No, I'm kidding.
Yes.
Send it by mail to...
And, I don't know what it was, but I'm 90% sure it was a McLaren that I saw this week.
Really?
I want to say it was an MP4 12C.
Okay.
But it could have been the 650.
Okay.
All I know is that at 20 to 7 in the morning when I was on Highway 50, an orange car went woof right past me like I was standing still at 65.
It might have been the Lambo I saw before. I've seen an orange Lambo drive up 50 multiple times.
Okay.
It might have been that.
I mean, he easily was doing 100 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah. If you're in that type of car, you probably are.
Not on Highway 50, dude.
Well, in your area, yeah, that would be a bad spot to be doing
any area on 50 is suicidal doing 100, because there's freaking state troopers every quarter mile, usually.
I've only went and ran into one state trooper.
I saw three counties and a state trooper just turning off a P this week. I wonder how it's going to sound with the rain hitting the windshield.
I don't know, people might be getting asthma triggers.
But yeah, not much has actually happened this week.
No, and it's, I mean, we can go over the fact of how we aren't able to get on the cast yet.
No, I mean, I've been talking with Tyler, and
I mean, I see the email come back.
Oh, okay.
Because I have the account on my docs file or whatever, on my Outlook.
Okay.
It just automatically brings it up.
Well, deleting stuff then.
Because
we got the confirmation email, I remember getting it. I left it there, and then when Tyler asked me about it, I couldn't find it, so I told him
I don't know. I don't think I deleted any confirmation email.
Because it says, congratulations, you've been approved to host.
Oh, yeah, I didn't delete that. I looked at it. You just can't find it now.
No, you moved it to trash, and then I moved it back to the inbox.
Oh, I did? Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'll go ahead and leave. I'll let the...
So, that's why I just
wanted
to let you know, hey, quit messing around.
Well, I'm not messing around. I'm just cleaning up old files. I'm just...
Because I got to forward that to Tyler and say, yeah, something's not happening with the account.
I know, it's almost like we gotta put it up on somewhere and then send them a link. Here's where one is. Can we put it on the cast?
No, they have a submission process. It's just every time that I try and click the submit your cast, it just tells me my account doesn't have permissions to access that.
It might be a different one.
So they're just, something isn't working right.
Yeah.
And that's why I say, we'll give it a couple of weeks. No, we'll give it till next week. If we can't, then we'll start using SoundCloud, and we'll just do our own RSS feed and upload it to iTunes.
Yeah.
So our millions, our fans and fans can listen.
Yep. That one guy out there that's clapping his hands right now, thank you. Thank you right now. We appreciate you.
Did you listen to any other casts this week?
I think I tuned in for one of the Brainstorm Breweries, which actually happened to be not about magic this week. It was about a guy who went his book, at which I then instantly went into talking to an engineer, so I'm like, I'm just going to let this play off, and maybe...
I think that was Jarvis U.
Yeah, I think so it was, too.
I listened to the MTG Training Grounds with Feline Longmore.
Oh, yeah.
I did not realize that it takes a lot of skill to run High Tide.
Oh, well, again, it's just like Math of Storm and all that. What about it?
Give me a number.
Oh, yeah. From this far away, yeah. Get a little closer, it might change. Nope, still has not changed yet. I mean, it's raining outside. We can give her a ride, at least. A little bit too old. As I said, back there it was pretty fair, but get a little closer. It's a little bit too old for me.
Should have just done the Illinois thing and blown through that light.
They would have signed our plates and would have realized we are not from Wisconsin. I just said that, didn't I?
Yeah. Congratulations, listeners. You learned we're from Wisconsin. And we're in Illinois right now.
Going to Extreme Games.
It's a good shop. You should check it out sometime.
Yep. I also figured out another thing. Spheres are pointless. Spheres are pointless.
Spheres?
Are pointless.
Oh. Oh, God, Max.
Also, another thing. You cannot have circles in real life. You can only have cylinders.
Oh, my God. Somebody save me. Hashtag dad joke.
Someone else brought up you also can't have squares. I'm like, well, that is true.
Save me.
I don't know. We're close to Culver's. I don't know if I want to bring it. Because I had an idea. I can bring out that bug in the ice deck and start going over it and see what's good and what's not.
We'll discuss it after we eat.
Yeah.
Because I'm hungry.
Same here. As well as tired. Because for some reason, I can't get sleep.
Quit drinking soda and monsters.
Well, it's like I don't drink them for the up to 4 hours before I go to bed. I'm not drinking any of them.
Yeah, they're in your system for up to 8.
Well, all right. So let's go back to this. I don't drink them I only drink them in the morning. I don't drink them after work.
Okay.
I'll drink soda and all that after work, but I don't drink it right up until.
I don't drink any on work day. I don't drink any caffeine after 2 o'clock. Just so that way, it's guaranteed that I'll be ready to fall asleep by the time I get home.
I don't know. I think it's my factor. I keep on worrying about. I'm not going to wake up to my alarm in the morning, so I'm just staying really awake. So that might be what's going on.
Are you on your last attendance point, Max?
No. No, not at all. I mean, even if I was on my last attendance point, they wouldn't fire me. No. It's at work. It's really weird. Because I just kind of get to do what I want. Normally when people go and they have a fixture breakdown, they have to go let the supervisor know, then go let an engineer know, and then go away for 2 hours and go do something else. But when a fixture breaks down for me, I just fix the fixture. I'll even walk into where the engineer's, like, office is, where they got all the parts to fix these things. I'll walk in there, grab the parts, and walk back out. They wouldn't say shit.
That's funny.
She's like, yeah, no, wire's broken or whatever. Pin got busted off. Oh, look, this thing was messed up, so I had to re-solder that. I don't know. We're almost here to Culver's, so we're just going to ahead and go to a new pause now.
Yeah, I'll have to add a sound bite.
Oh, I always had a soundbite. Oh, I haven't even done the other episodes yet.
Last week.
All right, hello everybody. We're back.
Culver's. Get it.
I mean, everyone knows about Culver's. Oh wait, that's right. Not everyone.
No.
Because it's only a Wisconsin thing.
Oh, Midwest.
Yeah, fair point. Alright.
So, bug in the ice.
Yep, bring up the deck list now. Sorry if anyone hears random clicking, because we're using my phone to record. Just as a heads up, you may find randomly clicking. Alright, so, for creatures, Death Eye Shaman, Delver Secrets, Turmogoyf, and Thing in the Ice.
All four of us. Okay.
I also thought about, there's scavenging ooze in the sideboard, which can go on the main board at any time, too.
Alright, what's your instant and sorcery package?
The instant sorcery package is 4 brainstorms, 3 cabal therapies, 3 detection probes, 2 abrupt decays, just because I don't want to run 4 of, and 4 dazes, 3 life from loam, and 4 force of loam.
So with the 3 life from the loams, you must have 4 wastelands?
Yep, 4 wastelands, as well as a lot of fetches. There's actually, it's even 8 fetches to 9 lands. 9 fetchable lands.
Okay, the only thing that I don't like is the instant and sorcery package, because you have brainstorms, ponders, right? Or no,
brainstorms
and cabal therapies.
I have brainstorms and cabal therapies.
I don't like cabal therapies unless you're running Young Pyromancer. That's the only reason, well, that's the main reason that cabal therapy sees play in Legacy.
Well,
other than in storm decks.
I mean, it's also played in Delver variants.
But only when paired with Young Pyro.
Fair point. Because, yeah, you're able to net a card, but I think the factor of the Cabal therapy is just for that therapy style. I mean, it could always switch over to Inquisitions or Thought Seizes. I just figured as a fair trade-off, just to be able to go name Swords, or name Chalice, or name whatever card that's usually going to kill my deck. And then again, it's three life from the loans, which with paired with Thing on the Ice is a one counter turn minimum. Let alone you can get in the way of Slocks, which is in Legacy probably very strong.
Yeah.
What is it? You can't cast your spells?
Yeah.
Land base, I went with two Bayou, one of each basic land I can have, Misty's and Polluted's, Trops, three Trops, one Underground Sea.
No, you want it the other way around.
Well, I looked, again, looking at the mana, I think it's going to be a little bit different.
Because you're primarily black, blue, splashy, green.
I don't know, let's look at the numbers here.
That's why I say three Underground Seas minimum.
We have nine and nine in green. Green and blue.
Yeah, but they're mainly all one drops. So you don't ever need double.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you don't always need double. I don't have any double color spells either. So beyond that, and then of course the four wastelands, which we aforementioned earlier, and then the sideboard, which is currently up to lots of debate, because sideboards are tricky, and due to what not knowing what you're going to face against, your sideboard can change by 100 cards. Yeah. So, starting off is the two scavenger news, which I mentioned earlier.
Okay.
Two Gravedigger's Cage, two Pithy Needle, two Relics, one Top, which I don't really kind of like in the sideboard, the two other two Abrupt Decays, Dismembers, and Submerge.
Okay, that's not a bad start.
Yeah, it's not a bad start of a sideboard, but at the same time, until you know what you're going to be facing against, it's...
I still think if you're going to be playing Bug and you're not playing any kind of equipment package, Null Rod is a better catch-all against for Artifact Hate.
I mean, as of right now, I have, what is it, six cards in my sideboard that all hate on Graveyard?
Yeah, that's pretty common for blue, black, green.
Yeah, but again, I don't need all those cards.
Because, you also have four Deathrite main.
Four Deathrite main, and then the two Scavenging Juices to bring in then. So I just get pure value off eating their graveyard. The cages I actually think could probably be pulled out due to the fact I think I can use some cards, like Cabal Therapy, from my graveyard.
Well, it's a
non-bow. That would be a non-bow with Gravedigger's Cage. But then again, also too, Cabal Therapy does have a flashback, which paired with Life and Loam, kind of, why I seem it's kind of fair. Well, Life from Loan, you dredge and fill up your grave. And with Cabal Therapy, you have a flashback cost.
Yeah, but you don't have any creatures that are going to recur.
Yes, but there's a lot of little dudes that I can just get rid of. I don't know. Also, kind of like it was a random thought to add Tarmogoyf into it, and then I started reading Life from Loan. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, Tarmogoyf is a big beat stick.
I'm like, oh, that's right, Bug. And yep, that's kind of something you got to play.
I mean, it seems good. I still don't think Thing in the Ice is good enough for Legacy play.
Which is, again, this is probably a list that someone else has built already. I didn't look online for this, for those of you that are listening. Like, I literally built this off of my break hours without looking online. This is just off of my knowledge of Legacy. Which, to build a deck like this off of my knowledge of Legacy, you should see my brews that I was doing before I started playing Legacy. Kesa was a deck, and it was not a good deck.
I'm trying to turn Tiny Leaders into a fucking Legacy deck.
I didn't know how fast the games were. Because, again, anyone that's listened to our after hours from last weekend, we went over Columbus on how our games at Columbus went. And that's basically Legacy. That's how long turns go. You basically get 1, 2, 3. You get 1 to 5 turns to win the game,
or get in control of the game.
Or if you go beyond on turn 5, it's a very rare case you get beyond turn 5. Actually, it's not that rare, but as in to get beyond that and not be one of it's probably a determined winner by that point. Going past turn five.
Well, but that's in your experience. That's not the actual case.
That's a fair point. There are those mid-range decks that like that turn five and turn six.
Well, it's like me playing against Merfolk. I should not have won that first game, but because I went turn two Stoneforge getting Jet, turn three equip Jet, and lock you out of the game.
But again, there was a somewhat more determined winner by turn five.
God, I thought it was him.
I mean, legit being able to kill off all the rare folk is kind of strong. Let alone if you, even if you got one turn to charge it up more than once a time for each one that you killed. So, I don't know. That's the bug in the ice deck.
I think it's a good starting point, but as I said, since people have pointed out Thing in the Ice being quote-unquote legacy playable, I just don't see it.
It does seem
it takes
very...
way too much investment.
It does seem very, what is it, can't really get that word out, cute kind of system.
Either it's a come from behind or a win more.
Yeah. Which again, on the unfortunate side, is the big thing about Thing in the Ice being the ability to bounce all the creatures. When your opponent's playing Thing in the Ice, it doesn't bounce that Thing in the Ice, and you are screwed.
But nobody else is playing Thing in the Ice, because everybody else realized it's a junk card.
It won that one open. It did.
What?
In Manchester, it won it open.
In Massachusetts?
Yeah, whichever one.
What format?
Legacy. Bug in the Ice won a format, won a Legacy.
I'll have to look that up. I don't remember that.
Of course, it wasn't called Bug in the Ice, it was called... Bug Thing in the Ice. But I just kind of think calling it Bug in the Ice is kind of more catchy. Uh-huh. Don't know. It's got kind of basic counter spell package, which is the Days and Fours.
Four Days, Four Fours.
Yeah. That's about it, though.
I know. I just don't like Thing in the Ice.
Yeah. Again, There's time to learn the deck and see if it's actually even good. Of course, I haven't even practiced this up yet, so... We'll not be able to play it.
Yeah, I'd almost rather just play Shardless. Sounds like a German poopy porn. Scheiße. Sorry for our German listeners, but I had to.
So... That was bugging me. I'll practice it up sometime. Unfortunately, the only things we get to play it against are... Tezzeret, Painter... Storm, Stoneforge.
Delvers.
Lots of Delvers. And then, Naoi Death Indexes. Which, I think is a fair way to start test out a deck. And if Doom One comes back, we can even play it against lands.
Well, lands, Reanimator, Burn.
He's got a lot of decks built. Doom One, come back!
Doom and Megan have a shit. One of these days they'll make it back, I'm sure.
Just gotta get Dean and talk to this Duma.
I've attempted to look at Dean, but like, Dean, do I just need to buy you a bottle of vodka so you don't even have to spend any money to get his ass back?
That also seems like we're not gonna do any Pokemon Going tonight.
No, not tonight. To be on and off raid all today and tomorrow. That's why I'm wearing a quick dry to Ren Fair.
I think I'll go for my oil change. Maybe my car finally getting an oil change.
Oh, do it yourself.
I already have Mike's to do it. I don't have the time to do it myself.
You don't work tomorrow. You have all day.
Yep, I have all day, but I also don't have anything to put it in or take the time to clean it up.
I have catch pan at my house.
I have a catch pan too. It still has oil in it.
So you put it into an old milk jug. And you take it to Walmart. You didn't know Walmart will take used oil?
Oh.
Any Walmart you can go in and they'll take like up to a gallon a month.
Oh. Then I think Mike's would not mind taking it either because they use it for their gas burner.
Yeah, that's what Elkhorn does too. But they're already so full with theirs.
Yeah.
It's like, I talked to Brad, I'm like, do you want me to bring mine? And he's like, oh, just take it to Walmart. We were barely able to get the cap on. They were running the heater all the way until July just to burn off the excess oil.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Come winter, he'll be in short supply, but...
Yeah. No, it's just I'm finally getting my oil change for my car after putting at least 7,000 miles on it since I bought it.
Oh my god, Max. Please tell me you're on synthetic at least.
I don't know.
Max.
It's not put on the brochure of what oil my car has.
You should know that before you drive it off the lot.
It's a fair point, but then again, that would mean I'm smart. Which we've all found out. I'm really not that smart.
What you might want to do is talk to Mike and be like, you know, I got 7,000 miles on this oil change. Is it smart to change it over to synthetic? It would be a little bit more expensive, but you can get 5, 7, or 12,000 mile out of a synthetic oil.
Well, what's weird is my car went all the way up to 6,000 before it told me I needed to get a new oil change.
So it probably, what year is it?
It's 08.
It might be synthetic already.
I don't know. I don't know if it's just a trip that you take, that the mechanic pushes when they after they do the oil change, or if it actually checks the oil.
No, it doesn't check the oil. It's just the mileage on it. You have to reset it.
Which I gotta remind them to reset. Because last time when I had my Saab, they were not resetting every single one. It's time for service. I'm just like, God damn it.
Yeah, but that's just the piece of shit Saab settings. Because that car doesn't want to go more than 30 feet without breaking down. Well, we are now pulling into the LGS parking lot. So, you can reach Bob at not-so-silent Bob number one on Twitter.
Find me with that forever and dead. Drop the second E forever.
You can reach us off to FNM at gmail.com. Please... Whenever you hear this, send us some constructive criticism, and we'll gladly take it on.
Even if you just want to berate us, we're okay with that. Because then at least says someone and listen to us.
Sounds good.
All right, then. See y'all.
When I finally hit the button, because I keep refreeing, it doesn't automatically. This is the only time that my phone doesn't automatically just go, here.